al ha-yichud ve'al ha-pnuya. So made an issur on the yichud. Rashi says al yichud means the eshes ish ve'al ha-pnuya. So made an issur yichud that a man is not allowed to be alone with a married lady, and also ve'al ha-pnuya, even a lady that's not married, there's an issur yichud. You're not allowed to be alone with a lady. So the Gemara yichud yiraisu. They tell him now the Rabbanu made the gzera here first. So first an issur yiraisu. The Yom Rabbi Yechud and Mishum Ben Yisodok remez li yichud min ha-tayra. Where's the remez that there's an issur yichud to be alone with a lady mid yiraisu? Minayim shenem the pasuk says ki yisizcha achicha ben imecha, that she'll turn you around. Ki yisizcha achicha your brother ben imecha, the son of your mother, they'll yisizcha, they'll talk you to doing avodah zarah. The question is, v'chi ben aim, the son of a mother mesis, she'll turn you around, but ben av ain't a mesis, but the son of your father, he won't turn you around. Like monashach, if they're bad people, they'll turn you around. And a landlock, I mean, to teach us like this, ben misyachad emimoy, that a son has the right to be alone with his mother. That's it. V'yein acha misyachad im kol aroi shematera, but nobody else has the right to be alone with any erva, any isha that's also to you. Like an Asus Ish, a married lady that's also to you, or anybody else that's also to you, any erva, is an Issa Yichud. Only your son to his mother they're allowed to be alone. Says, so, what's the Xeru in the Rabbanim over here? Elayma rather say, Gozer al Yichud the Penuya. The Xeru here was not on an Asus Ish. Asus Ish could be also with the Raiso. Here the Xeru was even on the Penuya. On the Penuya they also made an Issa Yichud. You're right, the sister also has a Issa Yichud. Another pasuk says, "V'adino v'adinio ben chogis misnase lemer." Ani yemloch. He lifted himself up and said, "I'll be the king now." Om Rav Yudom Arav. Malam had come to teach us. Shebikish the whole noy loy hilmosoy. He wanted to put back the crown on top of his head, but it didn't fit on him. Rashi shebikish omer lehomoy. Sheteisha b'roishay kestam alpas. He wanted to put on his head the crown loy hilmosoy. It didn't fit. The vishoya shavit shel zov. There was a golden stick there. Didn't fit in. Then it says, "Vayasal rechav afroshim lechamish shemis ish rotsel afonim." He made instead of a chariot and runners, and there are 50 people in front of him. My revusa, what's the chiddush over here? Rashi says, "Lechamish shemis leben melech." What's the special about 50 people? On the Avudam Arav, kulam, all these 50 people that ran in front of him, notule tochol. They all had their spleen was taken out already. The chakuke kapas raglayim hoyu, and on their feet it was cut out. Also, the kapas, the heels were cut out there, so they could run much faster. Rashi said netule tchule chukin kapas raglayim netule tochol. The spleen was taken out. Ayidei sam, it took some medicine. Shatochol machibid aladim. The spleen makes you heavier. The chakuke kapas raglayim main bosa the pasisayim ruotzem al hakaitim. Well, Abakanim, Yehudim, Mizaykim, but they took away the meat. There's only the bones there. The male, the thorns didn't bother them. The kids were able to run much faster. They had 50 special type of runners in front of them that they were able to run very, very fast. Now the Mishnah says, Lo yarbe lo yisusim. A king also cannot have too many horses. El kedem makarfe, just as much as he needs for a chariot. The chesed is zov lo yarbe. He shouldn't have too much gold and silver. Miyoid, not too much. Ela kedei lithein asamya, in order to pay his army, schar chayolim, what he has to pay every year, the kitsa, what he needs for the melucha, that is not to have. He shouldn't have too much more. The koysev loy sefer Torah l'shmoi, he has to write a sefer Torah for him, for the king. Yoytzel l'muchama, when the king goes out to war, moitzimo, it's taken with him. Nichnasu, when he comes back home, machnisem is brought in with him. Yoshev b'din, when he goes to have a din, he imo is with him. Meisav he connected when he's sitting down is by him. Remember the pasuk says, "Foisimah the koraboy call you mechayev." That a melech, a special mitzvah by a king, he has to have a sefer Torah with him all the time, wherever he goes, wherever he is, he has to have a sefer Torah with him. Tell Rabban word like this. The pasuk says, "Lo yar b'lo yisusim." He shouldn't have too many horses. Yochlai would have thought to say, "Afilu kadei makarfei." Even what he needs for the chariot, the frosh of Talmudim. The pasuk says, "Loi, loi yainu marbo." He can't have extra horses for himself, but what he needs for the actual chariot, that he's allowed to. And so, from the pasuk, susim habatlonim. That means the extra horses that are batlonim that he shouldn't have. How do we know shafilu shusechod for botul shublo yarbe? Even if he has one horse, that's some idol that's not doing anything, he doesn't really need it. He's over this lav. Tabloim, the prophet says, Leman Harbois Sus. You should have an extra Sus. So the Gemara Vachim Miachad Afilu Sus Echad Vu Boto Koi Bela Yarbe Susim, if so, Lomali. What matter if he had just one extra horse? You're telling me now he's over the lav. So the prophet says, Susim, what do we need, a little plural? And it means, Lav Rabba Loisa Seh Akol Sus Vesus. The Chiddush is that for every extra horse the king has, he's over a lav extra for every horse. Time with the cross, Rachman Aloi, for him. How could that be? And what's the husband mean? The king can't have his own chariot. He has to have an army. Means he can't have too much. Because I would have thought to say that he can't have too much. He has to be mitzamtzem just exactly, but an extra one or two he shouldn't have. Kamashma, no. As big an army as he wants to make, that he's allowed to. Just light have extra horses for himself, that is not what I have. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Chof Aleph on the base. In the middle of the Gemara, the Mishnah again says, the Kesef is Zohov Lo Yar Beloi. He's not allowed to have too much silver, too much gold. Elo today lita in Aspania. Only enough to pay off his army. He has to pay them. So that much money he's allowed to have. So Mar makes a deal. Turn around, but I'm learning like this. The Pasuk says, V'kesev v'zohov la'yir beloy. He can't have too much silver and gold. Yochel, I would have thought to say, afilu kedei lita in Aspania. Even for his own needs, to feed his own army, he can't have so much money. Talmud Lema, that the Pasuk says, Loi. It says, Kesa dissolve, Loi Arbe, Loi, to him. So he darshin, Loi Einam Arbe, for himself he can't take extra money. Avo Marbe, who could elite in Asfamya? But he's allowed to have extra money to feed his army, that he's allowed to have. So Mor says, Taina, what's the reason? The cost of Rachmon, Loi, because the Pasuk says, Loi Arbe, Loi. Holav Hochi, the Torah, wouldn't have said like this. Hava, I mean, I would have thought to say, that he's not allowed to have enough silver and gold even to feed his own army. Like, what kind of sense? How does that make sense? Of course the king has to feed his army. So Gemara says, I would have thought to say, I would have thought to say that for his own army, he can't spend too much money. He can't have extra money. He has to be mitzamtzem, like only use exactly what he needs. But hashta di yamrit loy. Now that we say what the Pasuk says, Loi, Lidrosha, come to say a drosha. No, period. Therefore, we dash in now that only he can't have extra money for himself. But for his army, he's allowed to use as much money as he needs. Yeah. Nothing more says, Hashtu the Yarm, now that you're telling me, Loi is Lidrosha, when the Pasuk says, Kesav Azov Lo Yar Beloi. It's a drosha, if so. When the Pasuk says, Lo Yar Beloi Noshim, he should not have extra wives. My Dirashtabe, what are you dashing there? What's the word loy teaching us there? Sheet, it means it's for himself. He can't have what he had before more than 18 wives. So Mor says, Lamuti Hedjaitis. It comes to mind Hedjaitis. Rashi says, to Mutar Mahabis Noshim. A regular person that's not a king, he's allowed to have even more than 18 wives. Midiraisi, you can have as many wives as you want. Rav Yehuda Ram, Rav Yehuda Esther for Sira. Siv 1 plus it says, Fahili Shloimoi, Aboyim Elef Arvois Susim Makaftoi, Shloim Elef had 40,000 Arvois. That's like stalls where he holds his axes. Oksiv, another post that says, Fahili Shloimoi Arvois Alofim, he had 400,000 Susim, Skorsistira. Did he have 40,000 or did he have 400,000? Commercial Zakat has to come out. It's like this. If he had 40,000, it's not bloyus, Rashi learns. By his godel, it's a bigger house. Limador, hasusim, where the horses stay. So if he had 40 bigger corrals, I'll tell you how you call echod, the echod, how you boy, aboyim alafim, arva susim. Each one of these big houses had inside it 4,000 small stalls for the horses. But v'im dalid al pari mitzav lo yishoyu, if he only had 4,000 big houses for the horses, I'll tell you then, kolecha v'yechad, every single house had, hoyu bo arbo elef, Avoy and Elof Arvoy Susim. Each one of them had 40,000 smaller stalls where he keeps the horses. That's all Miyashe about Sukkim. We have Yitzchak Rom, Rav Yitzchak Yitzchak like this. Siv 1 Pasuk says, Ein Kesev Nechshav Yimeshtay Melum Uma. That silver was worthless. It wasn't worth a penny. It wasn't worth anything. Oh, Siv, another Pasuk says, Vayitin Shlaim Yitzchak Yishlaim Kavonim. That he gave away the silver Yishlaim like stone. Mashmut meant something. It had some chashivas. Rashi says, a kavonim, chashiv mi aput, was worth at least something. The first pasuk said it meant nothing, the silver. So Marcel, I'll tell you, kan koidim shenosa shloim is bas paro. Before he married the bas paro, then silver meant something. Kan liyacha shenosa shloim is bas paro, then it meant nothing. So it's the opposite way. Before taket, maybe it meant something. Before it didn't mean anything, it had so much. At the end, it meant something and came less. Omer Rav Yitzchak says like this, Bishor shenosa shloimai, es bas paroi, master is a terrible thing. The time when Shloim HaMelech married Paro's daughter, Yorad Gavril, Gavril came down in the Shemayim, v'noyetz kona biyam, and he planted a kona reed in the middle of the ocean, v'ola shirton, and from that came up like ground, came up sand, v'ola nivne krach godosh avroimi, and that was built the whole Rome. That's where Rome, and we know how much Ra, how much bad the Rome did to Klai Yisrael. It all came because Gavriel now planted, made Rome, because Shlomo HaMelech went to marry Bas Paro. The Yom Rav Yitzchak, Nifnei Malo Nizgalo Taimei Torah. How come the Torah doesn't explain itself, say the reasons for the Torah? The Rashi is going, Loma Nesel Levisha Shatnes. Why doesn't the Torah give us a reason why we can't wear Shatnes? Well, so Achilas Chazi or Kiyotzebem, why doesn't Torah say why we can't eat pig? So he answers, Shereishtem Mikroyis Nizgalotaimim. Two places the Torah explained itself why it's also. And Nichshlo Ben Gedeli Olam. Did Gedeli make mistakes? Siv 1 Pasuk says, Lo Yarba Lo Noshim. A king should not have too many wives. Shouldn't have more than 18 wives. Omer Shlomo. Shlomo said, Ani Arba. I'll marry more than 18 wives. Lo Yosan. I won't turn away. And the reason, the Torah says the reason, you shouldn't marry too many wives, because maybe they'll turn your heart away from Hashem. So it says the reason. So Shlomo said, that's the reason, I have nothing to worry about. To me, they won't harm me. Uksiv, another pasuk says, and it says, no, Uksiv, it says, that, Vayihi le'ez zikna when Shlomo got older, Noshiv hitu es lebavoi, it says yes, that his wives turned around his heart away from Hashem. You see, even Shlomo made a mistake, because the Torah said a reason. If it wouldn't have said a reason, maybe he wouldn't have made a mistake. Another pasuk says, "Layar b'loy susim." Torah says, "Don't have too many oxes, don't have too many horses, because we're afraid you'll go back to Mitzrayim." For Yom Shlomo, Shlomo said, "Ani arba b'loy yoshev, and I won't go back to Mitzrayim." And so the pasuk says, "Vatayim akovim Mitzrayim b'sheish." He went down to Mitzrayim. The mashma didn't help him, so that's why the Torah does not say other places the reason for the mitzvah. Now the Mishnah says the case of Sefer Torah l'shmoi, a melech has to have a Sefer Torah written for him. Torah went like this: the mavash lo yisnoer b'shel avoytzer. He shouldn't like go around being proud of what he got from his father. That he shouldn't be proud of. He has to have like his own. Omar Rava, afal pi shenichu lo yavoytzer liyodam Sefer Torah. Even though when your father left over the Yerusha, you yashin from your father a Sefer Torah. You should know, mitzvah lichtev mishalai, still there's a mitzvah for you to write your own, so, or else to have your own Sefer Torah written. Shenemar, the pasuk says, v'yata kisvu lochem es hashira. Has to be written for you. Not enough, you have your father's, you have to have your own Sefer Torah. Eisvei Abayi has a question. It says, v'kaisav lo Sefer Torah l'shmoi, shalai yisnoi v'shalacherim, that he should not have enjoyment from other people. So mashma melech in, hedyut loy, mashma only a king has to have the Sefer Torah written for him. Not somebody else's. But a regular person could even have somebody else's Sefer Torah. Tomorrow says, no, let's read for the Chiddush of the Melech is L'shtei Torah. That a Melech has to have two Sefer Torahs written. That's the Chiddush of a Melech. Rashi, Hodish, Shani, Melech, and Hedyit. Hilo, Hoye, Hedyit, Sagala, Bechoda. A Melech, Baratat, your king needs two Sefer Torahs. Look at the time like we learned. The cost of Leah's Mishnah, you have to write him two. Christ of L'shmoi, Shtei Torahs. You have to write him two Torahs. Two Sefer Torahs. Achashi, Yoetzav, Nechnas, Zima. One that goes out and comes in with him. The Yachas and one Shemanechas Leibetech Ginozov that he has hidden away. Oysa Shiyotzim Nechasimah, the one that goes down and goes in with him.
Oisoisoi kimin kimei mesak malak like a sham. For Tolu Bezur and he hangs it on his neck. Shinema shivisi Hashem negi sam kiminoi balemit. Ena nichnes imo lola beis amirchus. But even so, he can't take the sefer Torah into him to a bathhouse. Lola beis akisei. Shinema says v'oy imoi v'koraboy. It should be with you to learn from it. So we dash in mok amaroy likrois boy. Only a place that's fit to learn Torah. But in the beis akisei, the beis amirchus, you can't learn Torah. So the melech cannot bring his sefer Torah there.
At the beginning, Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, and the Ksav Ivri.
Rashi and Ksav Ivri shall bnei Eivor Hanor, the way people wrote in Eivor Hanor, uvaloshen Hakodesh was also given over in Loshen Hakodesh. Chazru later on, this is the beginning, but Chazru benitnu lehem bimei Ezra. The Ksav Ashuris, Levi was given over in Ksav Ashuris, over Loshen Arami, and Loshen Arami. Viral Emily Yisrael, like later Kleistel, chose for themselves Ksav Ashuris, for Loshen HaKredish. They chose for themselves the Ksav, we'll still see what that means, Ksav Ashuris, and also Loshen HaKredish. The Nihikul had Yetis, and the Yetis, the portion of the people left it over Ksav Ivris, for Loshen Arami. Now everyone says, my had Yetis, what does it mean they had Yetis? On Rav Chizda, Kusoy, the Kusoy left it to be in Ksav Ivris and Loshen Arami. Now, my Ksav Ivris, what's the Ksav Ivris? On Rav Chizda, Ksav Livuna, the Ksav of Livuna, Rashi says, Oisiyas Gedolus, very big Oisiyas. Kain Oisin Shekaisman, the Kimeyas and Mezuzis. Tanya learned like this. Rav Yasi Yomer, Rohoy Ezra, Shekinos and Torah Yodel Yisrael, Ilamolin Lekodmo Moshe. If not for the fact Moshe was Makabal the Torah, Ezra really was fit to Makabal the Torah. The Moshe, or the Moshe, it says, the Moshe, all the Lilahim. Moshe went up to Hashem. The Ezra, Oimer, who Ezra, Allah, mi bovel. Yes, Moshe, the same Moshe, Allah. Ma li, Omer, kan, Torah. Just like by Moshe Rabbeinu, he was going up to get the Torah. Af li, Omer, lahalan, Torah. Here also, by Ezra, is also fit to Makabal the Torah. The Moshe, Oimer, v'yosi, ti, Hashem, v'yosi. The Lamed, Esam, Kukum, v'mishpotim. That Hashem was Matzav Moshe to teach Klai Yisrael Torah. The Ezra, Oimer, Ki Ezra Hachin the Bavoy Lidras Aseret Hashem Elakov Velasas Numa Di Yisrael Chayko Mishpat. That Ezra also went up to teach Klal Yisrael the Torah. V'yafa Pishta Nitzu Torah Al Yodoy. Even though the Torah was not given by the hands of Ezra, was given before by Moshe Rabbeinu, but Nishtan Al Yodoy Haksav, the Ksav was changed over by Ezra. Shneimer the Pasuk says the Oksav Hanishtov.